How you doing? This is Dave Arcaria on Raven and Blues on Talk Radio Europe. We'll be right back.
isn't it amazing how one number can bring all the memories flooding back? For me, that was a B-side.
Thank you indeed.
That was a B-side from Johnny Walker and the All-Stars of How Sweet It Is. I used to love it as a B-side called Cleo's Mood. And there it is again on a brand new release coming out at the end of this month. Okay, quiet in the back, Freddie. It comes from Little Freddie King out of New Orleans. The album is called Gotta Walk With Da King. As I say, due out at the end of March, and that is Cleo's Back, opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast across the world. Welcome to the programme. As you can hear, the flu is back. Oh, I don't know. Falling apart at the seams. Just as we went to bed last week, as the programme was being put together, we heard the sad news. I heard the sad news of the death of Charlie Gillard. He may not mean very much to you if you're American-based, but he has been tremendously important in the scheme of music and blues and R&B and good music generally here in the UK. A small tribute to Charlie coming up a little bit later on, but I was going back through the books that he'd written. He wrote a seminal book in 1970 called The Sound of the City, The Rise of Rock and Roll, which was his original thesis out of university in the States. And I went to look for it and it's gone. So obviously one of my chums has borrowed it and hasn't given it back. But I've got the Rock Files 1 to 4, which came out in 1972 onwards. And every writer in the Rock File was asked at the time to give their top 10 at that particular time, because of course your favourite top 10 changes all the time. And looking at the playlist for 1972 for Charlie Gillard, Doctor Hook and the Medicine Show with Sylvia's Muller, Van Morrison, Tupelo Honey, The Coaster, Shop It for Clothes, Gene Thomas Sometimes, Buffalo Springfield for What It's Worth, more of that in a second, Van Morrison, Moondance, and Dr. John Gumbo, A Man After My Own Heart. For What It's Worth, originally by Buffalo Springfield way back in 1969-70, here is another new version, newish version of it, came out a couple of years ago from the album called Power of the Punch a Train, Tab Benoit and his version of Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth.
We'll be right back. starts when you're always afraid. You step out of line, they come and they take you away. I say we stop, Lord, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Yo, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Sucker for that song anyway, no matter who it's by. That's great though. Power of the Poncha Train is the album. That's the big, big lake north of New Orleans. That's on a beach in Springs, isn't it? That's where Bobby Lounge comes from on the other side of it. There's a causeway running all the way across it. Tab Benoit, and that's For What It's Worth. And a New Orleans type of start to the Raven and the Blues for this week. I was having to prepare the show early last week because I was working in London recording on Thursday and then also in Olympia, one of our big presentation halls, on Friday and Saturday. And so consequently, I had to do all the work early on. And as I put the show together, the sad news came in on the Thursday of the death of Charlie Gillard. He was only a couple of years older than me, born, I guess, in the early 1940s, and so influential to us here in the UK because he was playing music at a time, a type of music when nobody else was really playing it. And so his show on Radio London was so important to all of us. I know one of the listeners to the programme who lives kind of close by, Bob Inman, who lives up the road a bit in Egham. He also has put something, I think, on my Facebook page about how important Charlie was to all of us. Bearing in mind this is a radio show about blues and blues music, I was about to go off on a 5-minute diatribe about English radio, and I'll do that. We have the technology now to do it. So if you are interested in radio and how it's moved and changed and developed over the last 30 or 40 years, I'll put a little clickable link on the Facebook page and also on the webpage, which will probably be called rnb-radio.mp3, and that'll be giving you some up-to-date stuff about what's happening in UK radio. But anyway, suffice it to say, Charlie Gillard was terribly important. His radio show on Radio London was called Honky Tonk, and this was its theme tune. We'll be right back. track is 55 years old. It still makes me feel absolutely marvellous. That's the theme tune for Charlie Gillis' programme, Bill Doggett and Honky Tonk Part 2. And let's stay with Charlie, because again, he introduced so many artists we hadn't heard of or hadn't heard of very frequently to us all. Here's somebody who also just passed away earlier on this year. He was a tad older. His name is Bobby Charles. Again, out of New Orleans, but famous for all the things he didn't like to do. Any of the, he did a bit of stage work, but found that actually travelling and road work he didn't enjoy. He was more happy just composing and doing occasional singing. But he wrote things like See You Later, Alligator, which was originally covered by Bill Haley, of course. Fats Domino's Walking to New Orleans. Clarence Frogman Henry's I Don't Know Why But I Do. Great range of stuff. And here he is again with a track which Charlie introduced me to back in about 1973. And it comes from about the same time, actually. It's Bobby Charles and Small Town Talk.
It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they like. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word. They'll try to do it every time. You can't believe everything you hear, and only half of what you see. And if you're gonna believe in anyone, you gotta believe in me. It's all small town talk, and it's a well-known fact. You don't ever know how one might react to what you're thinking. And in small town talk, you tell a lot of lies. Make some people crazy and never realize that they're thinking. We're only two people trying to live together, trying to make something work. Who are we to judge one another? That could cause a lot of hurt. It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else do what they want to do. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word. They'll try to do it every time.
Bobby Charles, who died in January of this year, from 1973, and Small Town Talk. Our tribute to the importance of Charlie Gillett continues, and I can't guarantee that, in fact, that Charlie turned me on totally to J.J. Cale to start with, but if Charlie wasn't the first to let me hear J.J. Cale, he must have been pretty close. So again, from his early days with BBC Radio London's Honky Tonk, 1972 or thereabouts, J.J. Cale.
Keep low and low.
J.J. Kell, 1972, out on Shelter Records originally, and taken there from the CD which came out about 2 months ago. Charlie had been ill for some time. He still kept doing his BBC World Service programmes, but less and less frequently. And I hadn't realised, actually, he was sort of, if you like, near to death. But anyway, it could well be that the record came out knowing that Charlie was in his final months of his life. It's called Honky Tonk It's on Ace Records. It's a compilation of 25 of the tracks which he championed on his radio show, and it's full of great things. And that's J.J. Kell from Call Me the Breeze, taken from that album. Once Charlie Gillett had left BBC Radio London, he then moved gradually and slowly into world music, and for his last 10 years or so on BBC World Service, he had a wonderful world music programme which used to go out in the middle of the night. Occasionally, if I woke up about 2 a.m, I'd turn my radio on and listen to Charlie Gillett in the night time, and he had music from all over the world, and again, his impeccable taste brought bits to you which you would never hear of before. So let's finish our tribute to Charlie with this from a group who come from pretty close to the audience in Talk Radio Europe, in Arcos de la Frontera, which is Andalusia, lovely town of Arcos de la Frontera. The band are called Son de la Frontera, and here they are with something from the Charlie Gillett World Service programme called Valeria Menno.
Thank you.
music from Andalusia on the Iberian Peninsula. And as championed by Charlie Gillett on his BBC Radio London programme right until 2006 and his BBC World Service programme, they heard the group from Arcos de la Frontera called Son de la Frontera and a track called Valeria Meno, and paying tribute to the great presenter, broadcaster, writer, the whole bit really, Charlie Gillett, who died 10 days ago. Let's stay in Andalusia, let's stay in Spain, but moved out now to a friend of the programme who lives just down the road a bit in Malaga. She's coming to the UK quite soon and hopefully she'll be coming to do a session on the boat. If she isn't going to do a session, at least we'll meet up and have a drink somewhere. Her name is Kat Pearson, and here she is with Gypsy Woman. Coochie, I'm here. She may be in Malaga, but she's coming to the UK. Kat Pearson, Gypsy Woman. Yeah, the Raven and the Blues. If you want to drop me an email, it's dave@raven.dj. Raven.dj is also the website, and you can click on a link there. If you've got an iPhone or an iPod Touch, the best way to get this program is to have the application. It's only a couple of dollars, and it means if you download the application, therefore every time there's a new show, it just appears automatically on your iPhone without having to do anything else at all. So it's a great way of getting the programs as soon as they arrive. Apologies for last weekend. Libsyn, who are my suppliers in terms of hosting the audio, they upgraded me, very kind of them, without me knowing. Well, they sort of said, well done, Mr. Raven, you've now been upgraded to a Libsyn 3 account, and it's very different, and you're one of the first, so bear with us. No end of troubles. Thanks again to all those who dropped emails from across the world, Australia, into Spain, everywhere over, who are having difficulties. I think it's now resolved. I hope it's now resolved. If there are difficulties this weekend, we'll be letting you know. Also, talking about emails, thanks to Andrew Dark, who sent me a great compilation, sort of an amount amalgam photograph of Blues and me as a DJ when I was about 18 years old. Great stuff indeed. Okay, let's move to something now which is coming out at the end of April, so pre-advance release by almost a month. Sandy Tom, which is her new single coming out called This Old World. On guitar, Joe Bonamassa. Her new album is due out in May, and that's a track taken from it, which is also released as a single. Sandy Tom out of Scotland. You may recall she was the one who gained fame by doing live concerts from her bedsit in London, and had thousands of people who would tune in every evening for a live concert. Many reckoned it was kind of a hoax put together by the record label that she hadn't yet signed to, but either way, she's got a good voice, and that's a track from the new album. Changing her direction now, she's left her major label and is now out on her own, and there she is with Joe Bonamassa and the single, which is coming out, I think, in about 2 weeks' time, called This Old World. The Raven and the Blues, we've been all over the world on this week's programme. Let's move now to Istanbul in Turkey, to a recording made last year. It's John Lee Hooker Jr. We featured him when he had an album out about 2 years ago, I guess, but he's been quiet as far as I'm concerned ever since. I've seen nothing from him, but here he is live on stage with One Eye Opened.
I kick, kick, come on. If I'm down on the ground, stabbed in my back as soon as I turn around. And when I'm sleeping, she midnight creeping. Mama says she loves me, I'm not believing. I think I better watch my back, look over my shoulder. Did put all of my doors, but with a one eye open. I got booby trap, watchdogs to protect my girl.
lively possession. I got spotlights on my rooftop, motion detectors. I gotta shred all of my paperwork that holds my social security, just in case they go into my garbage can at night and steal my identity. Think I better watch my back, look over my shoulder, deadbolt all my doors, but with a one eye open. Little bit direct result of my fame. I'll have to stop having sex. Or I'm gonna have to tighten up my game. Or am I tripping because I've done so many people wrong? Afraid it's gonna happen to me. Or because I've been watching too many Caribbean films on my flat screen TV. Watch my back, look over my shoulder, deadbolt all of my doors, think of it a one eye open. Think of it, watch my back, look over my shoulder, deadbolt all of my doors, think of it a one eye open. I got neighborhood watches, come on, armed with cell phones and guns. I order them to shoot first and then downtown. Even if it's my only son, might be on the run. Folks trying to cheat, they trying to peek to see how much money that I'm keeping all night long. Oh, I'm gonna keep on sleeping with one eye. I'm gonna clap your hands, watch the way you dance. Istanbul, I love you, oh, I love you. I'm gonna keep on sleeping with one eye. I gotta watch my back, just in case I'm attacked. All night long. Oh, think of it. Watch my back. Look over my shoulder. Deadbolt all of my doors. Think of it a one eye open. Think of it. Watch my back. Look over my shoulder. Deadbolt all of my doors. Think of it a one eye open. Thank you.
Good sized band with him on stage. Good voice too. Johnny Hooker Jr. must be in his 40s now, I would guess. The album is called Live in Istanbul, just been released. Thank you. Just been released, and that's a track called One Eye Opened. Let's go back a couple of years now to a CD which came out originally back in 2008. Comes from Tina Schlieska. The CD is called Evil Gal Blues, and here she is with Black Rat.
I'm gonna have should be.
Tina Shlieski, the album Evil Gal Blues and One Black Rat. I was going to say thanks to all the emails that have been recommending so much. Why is it always whiskey-based? I much prefer to be rum-based for getting rid of the cold, but it seems to have been with me ever since. As I said on the Facebook thing, I was given a jab in January. I went to see the doctor, and he said, well, you're of an age now. You should have the flu jab and also the swine flu jab as well. So I was double-jabbed. And since then, I seem to have been getting over flu or having flu. It's a real pain in the pity, but I trust that you're feeling fit and fine. Let's move on now to an album which came out ages ago, back in 94, called Let the Dogs Run. Mike Moore Morgan and Jim Sula together. Here's a track called Bloodstains on the Wall.
Sheets and pillows torn to pieces. Bloodstains all on the wall. Oh.
Mike Morgan before with the band The Crawl, but there he is with Jim Sula from 1994. The album is called Let the Dogs Run, and that's Bloodstains on the Wall, a new CD which arrived this week, came in the post. It's always nice to have hard copy CDs because you can bang the case and read the sleeve notes and the like. And it comes from a band called new to me called Electrified. They were recorded in Maryland in the States, but where they're from, I probably guess. I mean, you don't travel too far necessarily to do a recording, so I would think that could well be their home state as well. The album is called A Bad Case of the Blues. Some good stuff on it. Let's make their debut on the programme. This one, track 4 on the CD. It's called Rub Me Down.
Whenever you're around, you make me feel good from my head down to the ground. And you don't have to make a sound. Come here, honey, and rub me down. Down as can be, you got the remedy.
All the tracks on the album are written by the band. That one written by Scott Taylor, the vocalist, and Tony Fazio, the guitarist. But basically, they wrote most of the 8 tracks on the CD. 2 more written by the other members of the band. And the CD is called A Bad Case of the Blues. The band are electrified. And they are, as I said, from Maryland. Tony Fazio is in Edgewater in Maryland. And a great CD. And we'll be playing more tracks from them over the course of the weeks and months to come. Okay, that's almost it for the Blues Show this week, I think. Next week, I hope, the cold will have gone. Anyway, don't forget, if you'd like the iPhone app, it's available. Click on the link on the Raven and the Blues page on the website. Also, if you want to hear a little bit about UK radio, how it's gone, why the playlists are so small, and a little bit of a rant from me about how radio used to be and how it is now, you'll find that a link to that again on the website and also on the Facebook page. If you're a member of Facebook, join the Raven and the Blues Facebook page, and then you might... that's where we'll start putting things like this in the future. But anyway, wherever you are in the world, hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. Dave@raven.dj is the email address. And let's close with Tin Can Buddha from the album Live at the Quilt Box. Here they are with the old blues standard Little Red Rooster. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Dogs are starting to bark, yeah. You know, people at the house. eggs in a barnyard. Them hens is upset in every way.